You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling, every day.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches, I heard him, actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were tough and you were taking those punches.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. This is your second episode of the day. It's 7 p.m. Eastern here on the East Coast, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West, and we're back to discuss Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia and the fact that they squared off at the Empire State Building and things got a little touchy, to say the least, all pun intended, for sure, as these guys, or should I say, as Haney, puts hands on Ryan, getting some payback is what I'll call it, because Ryan did attack first in the lead up. But this is what we're here to discuss, Ryan and Devin, Devin and Ryan. Devin slaps Ryan Garcia. Some say shove, some say mush. Depending what generation you're from, I don't know. It's definitely not a push. You know, if you're going to push me, please don't push me in my face the way that Devin did. But we'll show you video and audio of that here to come. First things first, if you haven't already hit that thumbs up, go ahead and do so. The quicker we get to the goal of 600 thumbs up, the quicker we open that up for all subscribers right now. Members only mode. Salute to all my members. Head on over to my community page for any member that is there and that wants to participate. On the community page, you can ask Dimitri Bivel a question. He'll be on the show Friday. And I think I did a poor job. Okay, Marshall Kaufman, he'll be on the show today. He's there. We had Coach Lenny yesterday. He's there. You know, so make sure you go to the community page and drop a question for all my members. Same thing for a Patreon. If you're a Patreon, no worries. Head on over to the Patreon page and you can drop a question there for the respected guests of the day. Today, this afternoon, this evening, we're going to have Marshall Kaufman, promoter for Kaufman's Promotions, and we'll just talk some boxing with him and then get back into the good old details of Devin and Ryan. See, for me, my title is Devin Haney Slaps Ryan Garcia. Did Haney fall for the mind games? For the mind games, because you know, Ryan purposely crossed the line to get Devin to react in the manner that he did, and he bit. He bit. You know, as far as Ryan, he's up on things. He has Devin right where he wants him, right? Because if you're fighting out of anger, you're not fighting at your best. And it seems to me that Ryan is trying to get under the skin of Devin Haney, to say the least. I mean, what he said, we probably have never seen used to build up a fight. And if we have, I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that it was needed. These guys already had history. I don't know that they were this. I didn't know it was this bad. You know, I really didn't. And, you know, hopefully Tank's story is still there as well, because Tank seems to believe that, you know, this is cap. He posted something like two little boys, you know. Okay, so he still has it there. Shout out to Tank. He ain't delete that this time. So we'll go ahead and start the screen sharing process. Quite a few things we need to show you just to give you all the details. Oh, wow. Let me do that again. So my boy Tank is at 6.9 million followers already. Wow, he's flying. I didn't know that. Last time I remember, he was at like 2 point something. That's a huge jump. But let's go with the first screen share here. And if you're following along on YouTube, then you can see here we're at Tank's IG page in about 1 second. And as you can see, we're going to click on his story and let's pause it. He says, two good kids selling it. And this is 5 hours ago, and that's the time of the obvious Empire State Building, you know, confrontation. So let's play it back with audio.
Whoa, what was that?
I slapped you.
That was hard. Whoa. Dude.
Slap on.
Yo, shout out to Tank. So the second piece is Oscar. And he says, let the mind games begin. And then he gives you what caused the slap.
Go killing.
Now, you can hear Bill in the background saying, we going to kill him.
Go kill him.
So Devin starts off, I don't know if you can hear, but I'm going to show you several different angles, which, you know, for me, I can hear it. I always use, you know, headphones, and then I got these high quality headphones. Shout out to Shure. But you can hear Devin saying, I'm going to drown you. I'm going to drown you. So nothing disrespectful. The one that gets crazy is Ryan Garcia. Look, first sentence, fuck you. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Yeah. Where's your mom at?
Where's your mom at?
Where's your mom, yeah. Bitch?
Where's your mom, bitch?
Mom, you're going to die.
Where's your mom, bitch? Where's your mom, bitch?
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yo, I mean, he was trying to trigger the man, right? I mean, he was obviously trying to trigger the man. And there goes the song. So now that's not the best angle, right? That's just Oscar's angle where he says, let the mind games begin. Because again, I'm kind of believing Oscar. I think it is mind games. I get under his skin. He doesn't fight at his best. He's a boxer at best. If I get him to fight me, I have a better shot at winning. So this is Devin's own angle. All you can hear, Ryan, I mean, again, he wanted the reaction he got. No grown man can repeatedly, you know, antagonize you about your mom, you know, instigate. I don't know. Whatever you want to use, bro. This would have been difficult to refrain yourself from putting your hands on him when you're already a fighter, right? So, yeah, that's that right there. There goes Barracuda right there. You see him?
What?
Now, what else we got? We got this. He goes to the Mets game. And check that he got the power hands on. So another reason why I believe it's mind games. My man is still wearing his power hands. He's still working. He wants to be as fast as he's always been, if not faster. He's literally walking around town with the power hands. That's weighted gloves. You know, say what you want. It's obviously working. None of us have weight on our hands. You know what I'm saying? But let's play with this clip because he got kicked out the Mets game. He was supposed to throw the first pitch. And look, even good old Oscar's on his side.
There was no reason. And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, fuck the Mets. Don't ever go to a fucking Mets game again. Fuck the Mets. So guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch. For whatever reason. There was no reason. And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, fuck the Mets. Don't ever go to a fucking Mets game again. Fuck the Mets. So guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch.
As well.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now, this is him warming up to throw the pitch, but as you can see, the power hands are on his hands, bro. He got the weighted gloves, but crazy because even DAZN is promoting it. Look, Ryan Garcia getting ready to throw out first pitch at the Mets game, but cool. Let's go to the shove.
You look drunk. I'm going to drown you.
See? Better audio. You look drunk. I'm going to drown you.
Drown you.
You ain't fucking with me.
Where's your mama?
Yo, and you can hear that slap. I don't know why people like, yo, y'all got to stop with this slap. Bro, I feel like I wish this had rewind because, you know, this don't. You just got to let it loop, and I hate that about Instagram. But you can hear the smack land, man. But look at Ryan's face. Can you see the silhouette of Ryan in that woo position? He is hilarious. And that's so good old Barracuda.
Let's go.
Yo, he is going ham, bruh. He's going wild right now, okay? And I got one more because this one's going to get me flagged. But this is the ultimate troll. I know that Ryan isn't being serious. This has to be him playing mind games. This one is almost unbelievable. I'm going to get flagged so you can hear this. This is So Ryan is lip singing to Keisha Cole's Love, which is a great song to do karaoke to. Pretty easy words, right? But I want to play it when the DJ tells you something. Here we go.
The little boys don't come out to play on a Monday. Only the big boys come out shot a plane. He need all the baddies to the table. Ryan Garcia is outside. A real motherfucking star. Ryan, what's up, Ryan?
So he said, little boys don't come out on a Monday. Only big motherfucking Ryan Garcia. Ryan out in the New York City club on a Monday. But this got to be mind games. There's no way I'm believing he's truly partying on fight week. This is all to sell the fight, bro. This is all to sell the fight. There's no way this man could be serious with this. Like, I'm not buying it. You know what I'm saying? This is his way of selling this fight and ensuring that eyeballs get on this motherfucker because he is truly wowing. The club scene, I think that did it for me. I'm like, whoa. You know, you got to pick a side. Either he's lost it or it's mind games. He's trying to make everyone believe that he has no shot so that he comes in there on his A game and tries to hopefully shock the people that doubted him. And hopefully those people are, you know, Team Haney, right? Because the naysayers, the people on the outside looking in, that ain't going to matter. It's the dude in the ring that got to believe all the antics. Let's be real. I could believe he's crazy and he goes in there and Devin don't believe he's crazy and still fights, you know, on his A game. In order for this to work, Devin and Bill have to buy it. And I don't know that they will because of what's riding on this, you know. Like, you don't have to be sane. You can be insane. And you can still get your ass whooped. You know, if I'm Devin, I'm moving on with my career. I am not feeling sorry whatsoever. I'm letting hands go. And if I could get the stoppage, I could get the stoppage. And I really would prefer him to get the stoppage because, you know, it would just help. You know, you had a knockdown at 40, then you get another stoppage at 40. Now you get a stoppage at 40. The public perception can start to change. But phone lines are open. We got about 13 minutes before my first guest, probably my only guest, Marshall Kaufman of Kaufman Promotions jumps on. So if anybody wants to speak before that, now is the time to do so. And don't forget to hit that thumbs up if you're right here live on YouTube. Is going to help with the visibility of the show, and it'll put this episode in the eyes of other people. If you're a member, go ahead and drop Marshall a question, man. Take advantage of being a member. It's not just for being here in the live chat. We got Ivan Mora. Welcome to the prospect level. Go ahead and drop Marshall Kaufman a question, man. For those that don't know, he first signed and had Alisa Bumgarner for many fights. You know, I'm pretty sure he got her first title shot. You know, his son got all the way to the height in the heavyweight division to fight Luis Ortiz. You know, and we'll get more tidbits. I got Jonathan Lambarena, $2 super chat. Bill yelling, "You're gonna die!" Yeah, no, Bill was also saying some shit like, "If he dies, he dies," like Ivan Drago says. So, yeah, look, they doing whatever they can do to sell it. Let's hope that it sells. I seen Rick Ramos on Twitter saying, "Does Haney Garcia do over 500,000 buys?" So, you know, all eyes are on what it does from a boxing standpoint, right? Like, the people in boxing are all tuned in to see how well it will do. Speaking of how well it will do, right now we're at 207,465. So we need about 500 and some change, you know, 600 subscribers or so to get to the next goal of 208,000. So if you haven't already subscribed, man, go ahead and do so. On Discord, let me get an audio check. I typed it in the chat. I ain't getting no response. Brandon, Adrian, New York Bullet, let me know somebody type in there. We going out to the callers. We got James in Atlanta, my bad.
Yeah, I'm right here on Covenant Highway, right down the street from Glenwood Boxing Gym, where we kicked it at, man, before. Yo, Ness, man, I like the little pre-fight bonus that Ryan Garcia earned today, man. You got to be disciplined if you Devin. You know Ryan's coming with the bullshit, but it's really a slap in Devin's face, though. All these motherfuckers talking about Ryan's not disciplined, Ryan's out of shape, Ryan's fat. Man, Ryan looked to me like he was just as good a shape as Devin. What's your thoughts about that? He ain't look fat to me today. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I think Ryan's really coming in there to win. He ain't worried about anything that Devin Haney has coming for him. And
the New York Mets, bro, they so, oh man, they soft, bro. Listen to this. Chris Mannix is reporting that the New York Mets pulled the plug because sources with direct knowledge, they didn't want to risk an incident on the field after Haney Garcia had a scuffle at the Empire State Building earlier today. It's
Let's keep it real, man. Haney doesn't have fans that's crazy enough to run on the field and try to do something to Ryan. Let's be for real.
No, I think you met Ryan from like a fighting standpoint because, you know, they did what they did at the Empire State. They were so high in the air and they tried to fight. So imagine, you know what I'm saying? They probably like, yeah, this is a PR nightmare if something pop off.
I mean, was Haney invited to the Mets game too?
Yeah. They both were scheduled to be there, according to Chris Mannix. It says, bizarre scene tonight at Shea Stadium in New York, where Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia were scheduled to throw out the first pitch of the Mets Pirates. Mets officials pulled the plug on it.
That's bad business from the fucking Mets, man. Like, you shouldn't have invited both of them. You should have invited one and not the other.
Mm. So yeah, it should have. I mean, why didn't there wasn't a Yankee game or shit? Somebody should have went to the Yankee game or to the Mets game. The other dude should have went to like a whole totally different sport.
They both shouldn't have been at the same event or how many baseball games there is. They could have scheduled one for tomorrow.
But you see, this is the problem, right? Like people like us, you know, you should shove them, you should smack them, and now look, it cost them some press. Not that I care because these first pitches be so lame. I never met a boxing fan that said, oh, yeah, I'm here because I watched one of the fighters throw the first pitch. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
A lot of the motherfuckers miss the whole plate or throw it over the damn catcher.
That shit I don't even get it. I honestly don't get, like, the wasted money in that event, like, throwing pitches.
It's a bullshit PR stunt, man. But if, you know, the Mets willing to give them a check, man, you got to take it. But, yeah, fuck them.
Evidently not so. I mean, if they pulled the plug, they ain't giving no checks.
Nah, not anymore, man. But I think the only person I know a fan of the Mets is Vega. But either way it goes, man. How much you think? Because didn't he have to pay $400K for that push against Lomachenko?
Yeah, but that was at the weigh-in. You know, these things, Empire State, New York Mets, that's got nothing to do with the commission. Don't get me wrong. Ain't like the commission can't see video and then try to find them for their actions, but I don't know. I'm not.
I mean, shit.
I'm not positive on that one.
Wasn't it the WBC that fined them last time?
No. It was New York. It was the Las Vegas.
It was New York. Oh, you said, okay. I thought you were saying New York again. Las Vegas. Well, man, hopefully he doesn't have to pay no extra cash out. But, man, shout out to Ryan. I'm starting to believe in this kid right here. He's proven everything that the doubters saying that he's doing. He's showing us the opposite. You know, I mean, I don't like the other PR stunt that he did today. He didn't need to have an Orlando Cruz moment, but it is what it is. But Ness, shout out to you, man. And I'm going to hurry up and tap in when I stop on this road and ask a question, man, just to support the community.
All right. Remember, in about 6 more minutes, we're going to have Marshall Kaufman. If you haven't asked him a question, head on over to our Patreon page where you can click on the respected post for Marshall. And in the comment section, drop him a good old-fashioned question. And we'll get to that live here when we interview him in just a bit. If you're a Patreon, you can do the same. And we're going to take another call while we wait for the guests. So if you want to call in, Twitter and Discord is available. Let me see here on Patreon. Make sure. Yep. Post is also on Patreon. Sometimes I forget. Might put it on one and not the other, but certainly on both. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. I got Mavs for the chip. Welcome to the prospect level. Go ahead and take advantage, champ. Now that you're a prospect, might as well ask a question. Cliff in Connecticut, what is up?
Yo.
You hear me? Yo, we hear you.
It's unorthodox. The Ryan's way of selling the fight is unorthodox. Like, I don't know who the fuck. Like, this shit don't really make me want to watch it anymore, any less. I don't really know how he came up with this strategy. And I feel like Devin didn't know if he wanted to smack him, push him, or mush him. So he kind of did all of it in one. You know what I mean? Like, one hand was open. It was like a smack, push, mush. It's crazy. But I just hope that, well, if someone was in my face, like Ryan was in Devin's face, it'd have been hard for me not to do anything, because you're just so annoying and just repeating the same shit. It take a lot of restraint, like, to not do nothing. So I don't really blame Devin, but I hope Devin don't really fall into the trap when he goes in the ring and like try to knock Ryan out or force the knockout and do nothing like that. He seems disciplined. We haven't seen him ever do nothing like that, especially after Linares touched him late in that fight. Like, we never see Devin do nothing stupid. He's always business first. He does what he has to do. But he did say what is it called? Wallahi, that he was gonna get the knockout. So I'm just hoping that Devin don't like fall into this trap and come out with something to prove or feel like, yeah, I got to whoop his ass. Cause like you said, if you could get Devin to fight him,
he said that
instead of box him. Who, Devin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that means like swear to God.
To God, I'm gonna. Damn. Surprised you didn't hear that he said that.
I ain't see that. He wow.
Google it. Put it. YouTube it. Google it. It'll come right up. And I bet you the callers behind me will confirm that Devin said that. Like, so
that's crazy.
It's out there.
People lie every day.
He said on Instagram Live.
People lie every day.
They do. But not. You ain't supposed to lie on Lawahi.
Sure. But like. You know, people lie every day, B. Like, he can't go for the knockout. That's exactly why I went with this title, man. If he fall for the mind games and think he going to knock out Ryan because Ryan, let me knock this dude out because he ain't himself. He acting crazy. He want to be crazy. I'm going to show him crazy. Bruh, just be you. Just be you.
That's how I feel, too. But has Devin ever showed us that he wouldn't?
I mean, he never had a crazy dude in front of him neither. Or... a provoker. He never had nobody provoke. My man said, "Where's your mother?"
Yeah, and then there's a clip. There's a thumbnail. I don't know if it's true, but it says Ryan says that Devin's mom was pimped by Devin Haney. Something like that. So now that he's like, "Where your mother?" I'm wondering if Devin already heard that, I don't know if that's real. That's just a thumbnail.
I'll just say this. I never even seen her. So like I think that was intentional.
Of course it was intentional, but I don't know if he really said it. But what I do see, like, people don't got a lot of respect for Devin for whatever reason, because Ryan wouldn't have did that to Tank.
Crazy, because look, you know, you did that to Devin, he slapped you, but like, yeah, you're right. You know, he said he tried to send a bottle to Tank, like, you know. But listen,
yeah, he wanted people, to be his best friend.
People do that, but I say this on the show all the time. You ain't gotta be afraid to get your ass whooped. Like, he could act tough. He don't gotta be scared of Devin and still get fucked up. Like, get fucked up. Like, you were scared of Tank, cool. You respected Tank because you was afraid of Tank. You still can get that same ass whooping. It don't matter that you're not afraid of Dev. Like, if someone could fight better than you, they could just fight better. No matter how tough you is, how brave you are, he just got your number. Look at Wilder. We see that shit every day. Look at what was that fight? Was it Laura and Jared Hurd? Man, that was a tough one. Now, motherfucker got your number. He got your number. But Fats on the check. It. Fats. What up?
Yo.
What's up?
What up? Oh, yeah, I saw that, man. That boy Haney pushed that man by his neck, yo. I was like, damn, yo. Ryan looks scared, too. Like, every time they come face to face, you don't be peeping at us.
He don't even look in his eyes.
Yeah, he be Ron scared of Devin Haney. For real. I don't want to hear all that. He don't do that with Tank and all that. Nah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like scared. He, motherfucker ain't even flinched though. Like I mean, he's crazy.
The first face off. I remember the first face off when they did the first press conference. When they went face to face, Devin Haney took his hand out of his pocket. Ryan Garcia flinched like he was ready to do something to him. I said, he's so scared of him, yo. Like, I'm like, yo, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying he won't fight him because he in the ring.
But how he's scared of him, disrespecting him. He ain't never disrespect him.
Look, he just selling the fight. He just trying to sell the fight as much as he can. Like, he know what's coming to him. You talking about falling into the trap. What trap? What trap, man? You better
fighting
get out
outside,
of here.
Fighting outside his character, trying to go for the knockout, fighting Ryan.
Let me ask you something.
How many people in his camp, in his circle, you think said, "Man, you better knock this motherfucker out. He acting crazy too." Like people think it's easier now because he's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, you know, at this point, he labeled a crackhead. He giving them crackhead tendencies, them cokehead tendencies.
Crazy.
But he is, yo. You know he is. Like, it seems like whenever it's time to fight Devin Haney, he go crazy at these episodes. I remember the first time he did it. Mental issues. You know, he don't want to fight, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy what he do, but... Yeah, he ain't falling into no trap, though. He ready to beat this dude and get him out of here, man. Like, I feel like this fight right here, I get he want the money and shit. I ain't knocking it or nothing like that. Get your bread, man. But Ryan Garcia just coming out of the Tank. You know what I mean? He just got knocked out by a Tank.
My bad.
Oh, no, you good. He just got knocked out by a Tank. Like, and that dude, that Duarte dude, like, you brought him up from, like, 135, like. It wasn't no need for Yoda to fight.
Yeah, he brought him up, but who you got? Duarte or JoJo? They both fighting at 140. It's happening April 27th.
Even at this old, at this point in his career, I got JoJo.
You know you lying. I know you know you lying. Because I ain't picking JoJo.
Look, off a name alone.
Got smoked by Jerry Perez, bro.
Perez a fuck Duarte, yeah.
Duarte could punch. Y'all about to see that. He could punch.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, yeah, Ryan Garcia ain't playing no mind games, man. He ain't doing nothing different. People just don't like Devin Haney. Yo. They think he going to get, he going to get in his head and shit. I don't see none of that happen.
I hope he don't get in his head.
Ain't going to happen. Appreciate the call, though.
Well, there goes a video. Somebody sent me a video of Devin Moms. I never even seen her. But phone lines are open. Let me double check what's up with my guests. If you want to call in, Discord, Twitter Spaces is available. Let me go ahead and open up that landline. I was trying to hold off until the guests came, but whatever's, show business sometimes. Things don't happen the way they're supposed to, but I just send them a reminder, so I'm sure we'll hear something back. In the meantime, I got Huang in Houston. What up, champ? Feel like it's been forever and a day.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
Man, that was crazy, yo. I'm loving it. This is what we need, man. You know what? Hats off to Ryan. Yo, putting some excitement in this. You know what I'm saying? But they got to be careful, man. Ryan going to bring a fight. I see something in him, man. And I ain't going to lie. I've never been a Ryan fan, but... Bro, he's selling the fight. You know what I'm saying? He making it exciting. You know what I mean? So, I ain't knocking Ryan, man. I appreciate what he doing. They're too smart, though. He ain't going to let him get in his head. But be careful. Because Ryan looked like he's serious. I don't know why people saying he's scared. I can't agree with Fats on that one. I don't think he's scared, Ness. He looked like he ready to go. Like, he TTG, man. But, man, that's all I got, Nez. I just want to say, I just want to get my little 2 cents on the check-in, man. I'm away from the job, so I got some signal for once. Shout out TBV, like and subscribe.
Appreciate you, champ. Good to hear from you, man. Feel like it's been a minute since you called.
Yeah, but I get no internet where I'm at work. I'm doing 6 to 6 all day on the site. We ain't got no internet, man. No signal.
Damn, I hope you downloading the show.
I watch it later.
Oh, on
Twitter replay and stuff. YouTube. All right, man. TBV, like and subscribe.
You the man. Bad Girl TKO.
What up, Ness?
What up?
Okay, do you want me to give my, like, prediction? I can give a prediction.
Whatever you like.
Alright. Okay, so, just based off of the Loma fight with Haney, do you remember how the way they were turning each other and, like, spinning and fighting? Like, you know, there was just so much, like, momentum and, like, footwork going on between the two of them?
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of body shots from Devin to Loma. Honestly, I think if he just does that same game plan with Ryan, he's going to totally, like, beat him, outclass him, outbox him like a full-on clinic. Like, if he just turns Ryan, if he just keeps turning him like he did to Loma, I think he can, like catch him off balance and just, like, basically knock him out. That's the way I think it's going to happen. I don't think Ryan is – his footwork is that quick. And I feel like he needs to stay centered in order to, like, to land something good. But, yeah, that's what I think. But anyway, Ryan needs to be careful with the shit that he's saying about the Mets. Like, he just said, fuck the Mets. What a fucking idiot, too. Like, he's in New York. Like, New York's not going to play like that. You don't say, fuck the Mets, and then, like, expect New Yorkers to show up. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, people think that he's going to, like, he's doing what Floyd is doing, like, getting people to hate him, tweaking style to fight. That's all good and well, but at least Floyd, like, backed it up with good boxing and, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a reason, you know, along with the talking shit that sold Floyd, but, like, Ryan is, I don't know. I mean, he can ride off into the sunset with this fight and just, like he said, live lavishly after this, so I guess that's his plan, but anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
All right, all right. Appreciate you. Good breakdown. If you want to call in Discord, Twitter Spaces available. Yeah, I don't know about this landline, though. That ain't start yet. Douglas, what up? Douglas, you got to unmute. On Twitter, you gotta unmute, champ. And he dropped off. In the meantime, in between time, go ahead and hit that thumbs up and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help me get to that next goal. 208,000 is on the horizon. We need about another 600 subs to go ahead and join and get us to the next level. Damn, I think I got left flat, bro. It was my fault. I had Marshall scheduled this morning and forgot. So, hey, I was trying to double up. See, could I get him in the afternoon as well? Well, looking like we don't have a lot of callers, which means early night for me, plus my guests left me hanging. So, Malik just crept in. I was about to dip off. I had a nice long run this afternoon, too.
Yo.
What up?
What up, my guy? Hey, let me ask you a quick one, bro. How you feel, like... So I know you got Haney for sure. You know I got Haney for sure. But how you feel like Ryan could possibly win this fight?
How he could win? By Haney falling for the bullshit, trying to go for a knockout. that's not there, that's not there, and get clipped. Like, that's the only way.
Me too. That's what I think. That's what I think. Like, it got to be like on some Fundora Zoo type of, you know, like something
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, like a bizarre like cut.
You know, like a bizarre cut. That's what I was thinking too, bro. But, I mean... I'ma still say stoppers, bro, Haney. I just stop. Feel it for some reason.
Y'all wilding with this stoppage shit, bro. Like when is you it, got a stoppage?
It's really wild though. Is it that wildness?
Just cause if Ryan acting crazy, his legs don't work, his chin don't work. No. What is it?
I mean, look, I feel like it's set up right now, bro. Like, look,
He's saying y'all up to bet on stoppage and lose y'all money.
Oh no, I'm not betting on it. I'm not gonna bet on it. I just feel it. Like I'm not putting no money on it. I just feel the knockout, bro. Cause look, you get the knockout. Now what we gonna say about the Tank fight? Then it's already in New York.
I would love Haney to get a knockout because. It'll even the playing field between him and Tank.
Everything.
Yeah, but
it's set up.
But I'm not going for that.
Right
I'm
now.
Wishing for that. I'm not predicting that. Where my sound bite? That's all I'm doing is motherfucking.
It's set up for him, bro. Like he's just a moment right here.
That's it. If it happens, I'ma be next day. Boy, that's I'm gonna be wilding that Sunday.
Tell Bill, this the moment right here, man. He got to go for it, bro. It's what it is, man. This the moment. This is it. You get the knockout, there's nothing else to talk about, man. There's nothing else to talk about. And we in New York on 420. Come on, man. You already made the shade room.
Word.
You made the shade room. You got to get
the
knockout,
for the wrong reason,
bro.
Though.
Come on. Hey, you got to do something to get on that, bro. You got what, 29 million followers on that page, bro? Come on, man. You got to get the knockout. You got to get it. It's perfect. But, you know, that's all I got, though, man.
Shout out, Malik. Twitter Spaces, Discord available for anybody that wants to call in. If not, it is Wrap It Up Season. We right back at it tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Last call for callers. Arrivederci. Oh, see? These last minute guys. P. Wall. Or Rally, my bad. Go ahead and smash that thumbs up while we wait for him to connect on Twitter. Let me go ahead and drop that link in the live chat right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice for anybody else that wants to call in because he's in that limbo. He's stuck in that limbo world. You're going to need to jump out, sir, and jump back in if you want it to work. You're not. You're not connecting, champ. All right, he dropped off. We'll see if he jumps on. If not, to the next one. And he's back. Yeah, he's in that limbo. You ain't connecting, champ. Oh, there you go. You. Now you gotta unmute. All right.
There we go. Yeah, shit. You know that smack. It was more of like a push smack in the face and shit. But you know, it's still disrespectful. And it don't really surprise me because the shit he did with Lomachenko. So, you know, it seemed like Devin at the face-off, he'd be thinking about taking shots. So, you know, I already kind of, I'm not surprised by the behavior from Devin, but, you know, I'm not mad at it either. You know what I'm saying? You finna fight him. And Devin hadn't really been promoting and doing his thing, so it's good to see him, you know, make a move and make some shit happen. But in the fight, in terms of my, like, prediction of the fight, I think that it's going to be a war. I think that Ryan is going to drop Devin sometime early in that fight. But Devin going to turn it around, and it's going to go to decision 12th round. They both going to be beat up. One going to have a black eye. One going to have a busted nose. And, yeah, we're going to see who wins. But, yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got. Just want to give a little 2 cents.
Appreciate you, champ. Without yes, y'all, ain't no us. We need them callers to keep going. This is going to be a short one. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Arrivederci.